"Open it," he whispered. Her hand trembling, Ellen turned the key on the iron lock and lifted the lid. She held her breath. Inside lay the yellowed stag's horn of retention, physical proof of the gift Dunblane had given to her great-great-grandfather by King David a century and a half earlier. "The horn," she whispered, the words catching in her throat.
"'Tis yours," he said,
his voice surprisingly strong.
"Because I have no son, no male heir, I grant this horn of retention to ye, my beloved, my daughter. I make ye, lady."
He smiled.
"Nay, laird of Dunblane."
Tears welled in Ellen's eyes. If her father had any concerns as to whether or not she could fill his boots, he gave no indication in word or facial expression. He believed in her.
"Be strong,"
he whispered, his voice again weak, weaker, if possible.
"Be strong."
His eyes drifted shut.
"And trust no one."
He paused, now struggling to find the strength for each word.
"Trust no one."
She held his hand tightly, seeming to feel his life's blood waning. "I love ye, father," she whispered, pressing a kiss to the back of his hand.
"I love ye,"
he mouthed, too feeble for voice. And, in that bright, sunny room, with the sound of birdsong on the windowsill, Sir Murdoch died, leaving the burden of Dunblane Castle upon his daughter's shoulders.